Thanks so much for tuning in to Premeditated, a podcast production of the Hammer Law Firm. Each week, we provide listeners with insights into the inner workings of the criminal justice system. On this week's episode, we're talking about bond factors and what judges look at when they're determining the conditions of a person's bond. They always think about two things. The first thing that they think about is public safety risk.
That's right. Mark Hammer here. I'm sitting with Matt Wayman on a Friday afternoon, and we thought, what a better day to talk about bond, because we get clients calling us all the time hoping to get out before the weekend. Public safety risk and flight risk are the two main issues. With respect to the question of public safety risk, what is the court looking at? Well, the first thing they're going to be looking at is criminal history. A person who commits a lot of crime is thought of as having a higher public safety risk than somebody who's just having their first introduction to the criminal justice system. Another thing the court will take a look at is whether or not, if you have had any prior history, have you had bond on prior cases, and how have you performed while you're on bond? If you did have a prior case, but you did very well and showed up for court and all that kind of thing, then you're considered to be somebody who can comply with court orders and you're less of a public safety risk. Do you have a victim on your case? If you've got a victim on your case, it's not just a question of public safety risk. It's a question of whether or not there's a particular person at risk, an individual who, for example, was involved in a domestic assault with you or something along those lines. And so the victim's concerns will be taken into consideration by the court, and whether or not it's possible to have you living in a place where there's a zone of exclusion and you can stay away from the victim. So really just they also will carefully look at what you're currently charged with. If you're currently charged with a theft, then you're not considered much of a public safety risk. Is there a risk that you might take something from a store again? Sure. Who cares? On the other hand, if we're talking about a serious assault or a felon in possession of a gun, or you're trafficking in narcotics or something like that, it's considered a much more serious offense, and there's a higher level of risk for the community. Public safety risk. So the second thing that Matt's going to be talking about is a second factor, which is flight risk.
So when a judge is determining flight risk, what they're going to take into account is, does that person have a place to live upon release? Obviously, if you're going to be living in a house with your parents there that are going to supervise you, you're less of a flight risk. They're also going to look at other people in that household. If you're living with a bunch of other people that have been, you know, charged with crimes or might be, you know, charged with drug crimes or something like that, it's going to be less likely that the judge is going to release you to that residence. They're also going to look at, you know, prior failures to appear, because it kind of goes into public safety risk and also to flight risk. It's very important. The judge wants to try to determine the likelihood that you're actually going to show up to court to dispose of your case. And if you have a bunch of failures to appear or warrants out for your arrest, it's less likely that you're going to show up to court to dispose of your case. The judge is also going to take into account your family, if you've got kids, if you're a caretaker for a family member, because if you've got a family and kids, you've got more ties to the community, and it's less likely that you're not going to show up for court. The judge will also take into account if you've got a job and how long you've had that job. If you've had a steady job that your family relies on that income, it's less likely that you're going to be a flight risk. The judge also will look at if you have significant contacts outside of the state of Missouri or the United States, any recent travel abroad, and the judge will also lastly look at if you have a passport or not, because if you have a passport and you travel abroad a lot, it is more likely that you're going to head back to France to try to elude charges. These are all things that judges worry about when they're determining conditions of people's bond. Mark, quick question. How do you get a modification of your bond?
So a modification would be a situation where bond has already been imposed and you're looking to try to change it in some way. We get requests, for example, to get a reduction in somebody's bond to a lower amount of money because they can't seem to be able to post the original amount. Or we have a request to have a GPS bracelet taken off because they've been doing well on their GPS bracelet for a couple months and that kind of thing. So what we would do in that circumstance is simply file a motion to modify the conditions of bond. What the court's going to be taking a look at is what are the change of circumstances which leads the court to believe that this would be a good time to go ahead and change the bond. Success on bond for a month or two on GPS might be a good reason to change the bond. The fact that the original bond that was set was too high and you just simply can't get out of jail would be a good reason to modify the bond. there's a lot of moving parts that are going on here.
It's always harder to modify a bond after a bond's in place, which is why it's very important that you get an attorney on board at the beginning. It's kind of the bread and butter of what we do as a criminal defense attorney. It's always easier for us to make a stronger argument up top than to have to come back later and try to convince the judge that there's a significant change in circumstances that warrant a modification of the current bond. We want to thank you all so much for tuning in. Please stay tuned in the future for more episodes.